This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Macra and myself, Tass. And our next guest, of course, is the co-convener of Victoria's very own Pride Lobby, Nevena Sporowska. Good morning, Nevena.
Good morning. How are we both today?
Very well. Good. I don't know if you were listening then.
You just got a great rap from...
the Minister for Local Government.
About the work that you'd been doing with local councils. And I see the acknowledgement, you know, by the lobby of which council has just, you know, adopted, you know, the Pride principles and put in place committees and whatever. But the minister has said, you know, he wanted to make special mention of the work that you guys have done. You can feel really proud of that.
Absolutely. And we've been working with the minister and his office recently to continue the conversations about the work we've been doing in the rainbow local government space, and it's much appreciated to get that unprompted acknowledgement. It really means a lot to us.
And you've been doing some great work in the country, of course. I'm hearing really good things coming out of the shires of Wangaratta and Shepparton and Ballarat. Tell us a bit about those.
We're really excited to see the work of Rainbow Local Government expand. So that's building on the campaign that we launched last year during the local government election to foster a culture that's inclusive and responsive and accessible to the needs of the community. And we've seen that really taken up by councils, and even more so, we're pleased that in Wangaratta there's an initiation of the Diversity and Inclusivity Advisory Committee, and also some consideration about displaying the rainbow flag, supporting LGBTIQ events and undertaking Rainbow Tick. In Shepparton recently, there's been the establishment of an LGBTIQ plus advisory committee, and we're really proud to see that in Ballarat, the council will be flying the transgender pride flag on Transgender Day of Visibility next Wednesday. And this is on top of efforts from Monash and Narrow, who are currently establishing their own advisory committees. And it really says a lot about what sustained advocacy looks like when you can support councils and residents alike to reach the goals of the community.
Gee, all that work prior to the elections is really paying off, isn't it?
It really is. And I think why this campaign has been so successful is because it's continued on. It wasn't just about having people sign up to the Rainbow Pledge. It wasn't just about having the photo on the website, holding it up. It was about supporting the councils to do the work afterward. And that's hard. In some councils that we're speaking to that are more regional, they don't have those additional resources. They don't have people, as many people, to put their hand up and be on an advisory committee. And that's why someone like the lobby or even residents who call up their council and say, oh, look, I saw you sign the pledge, how are we going with that, are providing that little nudge and push in the right direction.
Nevena, we've talked about the positives here. Have you actually encountered any, I don't know, I can't think of a better word really, but any homophobic councils?
We haven't, and that's a really positive thing so far. We've had councils come and say, look, we've wanted to do this in the past, but we just haven't had the knowledge or resources or ability to do so. So if anything, there's just been an acknowledgement that this work is very important, but it's not just something that someone can pick up in their spare time and do. It has to be something that's authentic to the community. And that's some really good feedback that we got from a council that we were speaking out in rural Victoria. where if they did, you know, just say implement all of the 5 points of the Rainbow Pledge without really integrating it and socialising it within their community, it wouldn't really be reflective of what the community wants. So they wanted to do it grassroots, ground up, and build it up. So it didn't look, say, tokenistic or out of place.
So you're saying there's a real community attitudinal shift out there?
I really think so. And wow. I think something like the pledge has given councillors who have been very supportive in the past to say, now look, you know, we've signed up to this, or let's consider this. It's given them the opportunity to bring that work forward, where perhaps in the past that momentum didn't exist.
Look, it's a really, you know, we've said so before, Mevna, it's an awesome campaign. It's actually made a difference. You know, we're seeing a change on the ground. We're seeing a change happening in the services that local councils are starting to provide. And that's got to be a good thing. You know, it's got to be a good thing. So well done. I wanted to ask you, Nevena, Wet on Wellington, a sex on premises venue in Melbourne, is doing a survey of men who attend there. And one of the questions they're asking is, how do they feel about trans men attending the venue for sex, basically? And what are their feelings and considerations? I mean, I know you guys are aware of this. What are your thoughts on this?
The survey, and I have to say, I'm glad that it's closed because the language that was pretty rugged,
wasn't
it? It was transphobic, and there's, I think, a lot of work that needs to be done to get the trust back of the community. I don't think we need, you know, more cis voices, especially for myself, on this, but I think what is encouraging to see is that the venue recognises the importance of making queer spaces more inclusive, and we are very encouraged that WET is working with the transgender community to formulate a policy response. Because what we want is accountability. We want some structural change. And we look forward to seeing, you know, there was flagged and an announcement was going to be coming forward about trans-inclusive initiatives in the future. But I think the community has the right to be disappointed in that survey and to look forward to what WET is going to do in their next steps.
I think, Nevena, you know, all kudos to WET for doing this. People who've responded, you know, negatively and viciously, I don't have the tolerance for that. But I think the issue here is that they've asked the question and they've undertaken, you know, to look at the responses and then come back about it. I don't envy them. This is a really difficult issue for every single person who's responded. And obviously, there are people that feel very strongly about this on all sides. I think the positive thing is, despite a lot of the negativity, is that we're actually talking about it, and that Wet on Wellington has started to address this issue. So I see this, despite there being an awful lot of negativity, I see this as something quite positive. They're actually having the discussion.
Absolutely, and I have to agree with you. Yeah. And I think it is a moment for reflection, a moment for accountability. And I do really look forward that we're having this conversation and seeing what steps will be taken from there, because this is a very important venue to the community. It means a lot. But I also think we need to think about it in the context of what it is. And perhaps, and I think you're alluding to this in your comment, there's been a lot of voices and perhaps feedback from members that have never been there before. So we need to balance that while also acknowledging that we need to keep these venues vibrant, open and inclusive.
Yeah, if you're, you know, if someone asked me to write a restaurant review of a restaurant I hadn't been to, I'd find it a bit difficult.
Yes.
So, you know, making a comment about who should be, you know, permitted into sex on premises venues, when you don't go there and you don't use them, I think that view is fairly irrelevant, to be honest. If you go there and you use them, I think you have a greater right to comment. Not to say the people that don't go there don't have a right to a view, but, you know, I'm not going to write a restaurant review for a restaurant I haven't been to. And people that don't go to SOPVs should perhaps keep their nonsense views to themselves. Go in a phone box and have a discussion with themselves.
And, yes, I
take that as a comment, Nevin.
That's a comment, yeah. Yeah, yes.
Nevin, unfortunately, we are out of time. But as always, we love our conversations with you. And more importantly, we love the work that you do. And we're huge fans of the work that you're doing. Keep up the great work. Keep up the great advocacy.
And I also want to say, Nevin, the great work that you and others are doing on the Thorn Harbour Health Board. Awesome stuff. I didn't get to go last night, but I hear the opening of the new building was fantastic. We're going to speak to your chair, Janet Jukes, a bit later
in the show.
But Thorn Harbour Health, a pillar of our community for longer than I care to remember, and a new future for them, you know, in Hoddle Street, also at the Pride Centre. But you're doing great work. Keep it up.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on again.
Always a pleasure.
A pleasure.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.